All right. So tonight, here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about module 4 of No BS. We are going to dive deep into thought downloads and journals. Are they the same thing or not? How do you use the planner with all this good stuff? We're going to talk about the model and how it's really going to change your life. I'm going to show you a way that I love explaining it that's brand new. It's not even in the workbook. It's not in any of the keynote or the presentation there. It's something that I recently came up with that I've been teaching, and I think it actually helps you understand it a little bit better. I'm going to take questions tonight. I'm going to, if somebody wants to come on and do a simple coaching where we work a model for you, we're going to do anything that you guys want to do. My goal by the time you leave this is to be like, you know what? Now I understand why this is so important and why it's not scary and why I don't need to worry about my thoughts and what I'm going to find and all this other stuff. We're going to debunk the bullshit sentences in your brain. Okay. So let me get my notes up. The first thing I want to tell you guys is that when we are doing thought downloads and when we are doing the model, the reason why we are doing all of this is for one reason. Most of your life, no one's ever told you that you have thoughts that are creating your feelings. Like, we just think, he yelled at me, I feel like shit, it's his fault. If I wouldn't feel bad if everybody in the world would just act like somebody. And that's not how it works. And it's important because the moment you understand that your thoughts generate your own feelings, it is so much easier to lose weight. I'm going to tell you this, like, if you were ever looking for the magic pill for weight loss, the magic pill is understanding that what you think about everything that goes on in the world is all like generating your own feelings. Because as humans, I'm going to tell you, the reason why you overeat is so that you can feel something. The reason why you yell is so you can feel something, or that you can release something. Like, feel like, I want to feel better, so now I'm going to yell at you for how you treated me. I feel better. Do you? So we always are doing things no matter what in our life. I want you to think about, if you break it down to every single thing, like when you people please, guess why you people please? So you don't have to feel uncomfortable if someone was to get mad at you for saying no. So you people please in order to not feel bad. You people please to avoid that feeling. So we're always trying to like save ourselves from feeling stuff. We're always doing everything in order to generate our own feelings. So tonight is going to be about, like, if you really want to be able to lose weight and keep it off, understanding how your brain works, your thinking causes your feelings, which causes your actions. Guys, it's called the think, feel, act cycle, and it's everything. Because eating is on your action line. So when we eat, it's in response to a thought we've had about something, and then we feel something. So then we start eating. Or we don't eat because we have a thought. Like, him yelling at me is not worth me eating over. Or him yelling at me is so unfair, and then you feel like belittled, and then you eat to escape feeling belittled. Okay? So we're all going to learn, and it's going to be super simple. The very first thing I want to teach you is thought download versus journal. Put them together. They're a big old fat sandwich. They're the same thing. Some people like to call it journaling. Some people like to call it thought downloading. It does not matter what you call it. All we are doing, I'm just going to tell you, with the 60-day planner, it just, like, I want you guys, the reason why we call it a thought download is because what we're doing is we're literally just taking all of the sentences that run around in our brain at any given moment. You just got to catch a few of them and put them on a piece of paper. That's why we call it thought download. I'm going to take the thoughts in here. I'm going to put them down and unload them on a piece of paper. That's all that's happening. It's not complicated. And for all of you who think you can't find thoughts, guys, unless you are a dead corpse, you have thoughts. So I want you all to do this right now. I want every one of you to dead stop and just look at me. And just take a look. Now, I want you to listen to your brain. What sentences are in there right now? My sentence, I hope they're getting this. I hope they're listening. That's my sentences. It's not super complicated. Some of you will be looking at me going like, I love her lipstick. I'm scared to death she's going to tell me I have to journal. It could be anything. Dang, she's cute. That's a great one. Everybody type in a couple of the sentences. Just put in there and a couple of the sentences that you noticed in that moment. My tooth hurts. Her hair is fantastic. She's got beautiful eyes. All right. Somebody give me something else. I don't want to just like journaling. Ugh. I hate myself. I wish my hair would grow. Seriously, I have to journal. Where's her glasses? All of this. Can she see me? All of this is just a collection of your thoughts. So anytime you guys sit there and say like, I don't know what I'm thinking. Guess what? I don't know what I'm thinking is a fucking thought. It's called a sentence. The only thing you have to do is literally when it's time to journal, if the first thing is like, I just don't know what to write. You write, I don't know what to write. That's it. There's your first model. So I'm going to show you that one in just a minute because I don't want to erase my beautiful, beautiful artwork over here. So it's really that simple. And the reason, and I want you guys to start doing this when you are, especially for my guys that have been modeling and journaling for a long time. I want you to just, before you start writing, I want you to do what's called a perspective shift. What most of us do is, I don't know what I'm thinking means I'm really scared to put anything down because I'm afraid it's going to be wrong. It won't be the right one. This won't be the thought that's going to cause my weight loss. I really don't understand why I'm doing this to begin with. All of those things. Like if you just will allow yourself for a moment, just for a moment to say like, okay, here's what I want to do. I want to stop and look at the sentences going on in my brain at this very moment. Just pick anything that you're thinking. It could be like, I hate that PNP makes me journal. I don't understand why this would have anything to do with weight loss. It seems like I should be able to lose weight without journaling. It seems like planning is stupid. All of those are thoughts, every one of them. That will be a model about your journaling. And that will show you in our think, feel, act cycle why you're not journaling and getting results. So we're going to play that out in a minute. But the reason why I have you just do like a stop, most of us, what we're doing is we're doing this. Journaling is stupid. I'm no good at this. I've never been able to like understand why I do anything. And you tell it like, Corinne, here are the facts of me journaling. When what you're not realizing is that that's your thoughts about journaling. Those are the things that run through your brain. It's not factual. So it's really important to look at your thoughts versus feeling your thoughts, which is what most of you do. You run around and you tell things like, well, I know you say we're supposed to like I'm married is a fact, but I'm just telling you, my husband yells at me every single night. He yells at me. He smokes in the house. He gets drunk on the weekends. He does all these things. He's really hard to live with. And it's important for you to be like, all right, before I journal about my husband, what am I thinking about my husband right now? It allows your brain, it allows you to start watching your brain versus just agreeing with yourself that this is a bunch of shit and your lot in life. The problem when it comes to weight loss is we're agreeing with all the sentences that we've thought for so long rather than questioning the sentences that we've thought all along. So what the model and thought downloading is really about is just two simple things. Number one is getting aware of what we're thinking so that we're no longer just letting thoughts come and run our lives. Because that your thoughts run your life. You're either going to run your life for yourself or you're going to let your thoughts run your life for you. And the second piece is questioning everything. Are you willing to question everything you think just to make sure it's worth keeping? Because if it's not worth keeping, let's just get rid of it. Let's just trade it in for something else. Okay? So, number one is, first and foremost, a thought download in a journal is the exact same thing. It doesn't matter what you call it. The only thing that we're doing is we are trying to figure out what is our perspective on life. What is our perspective on anything that we're picking in this very moment? The best way to do that is to ask myself, what are the sentences going on in my brain right now? There will always be sentences. Your brain can't shut off. It doesn't have the capacity. Even when you're eating and binging, you're still having thoughts. You're probably thinking, I need more. This won't be enough. I dread when this is over. This tastes so good. I don't want to stop. It's ridiculous to think I could ever stop. You will always have some sentences. They don't mean anything, though. So the second thing that I want to explain is, what is the difference between thought downloads and journals, which is one thing, and what is the model? So the model is just how we basically take our thoughts and see how they're, like, what are they doing in our life? It's like an, I just want you to think of it as, it's like a simple way to just outline one thing. There's no perfect thoughts to pick. There's no better thoughts to pick. There's no perfect models. There's no right or wrong models. There's none of that stuff. The best way to use the model is to just start using the model. Do it in, like, any way that makes sense to you, because what it's really doing is allowing you to think about what you think about. What most of us are doing, we never think about what we think about. We just take it in the ass all the time. Whatever our brain throws up is like, all right, screwed, hosed. So what we want to do is we want to get really good at just, or not so much good. You want to get really comfortable with, like, you know what? I know I'm going to have a whole lot of thoughts. And I just want to learn how to think about them versus reacting to them. That's what most of us are doing. We're reacting to what we're thinking versus allowing ourselves to be like, I want to think about this one thing. I'm like, I keep noticing myself right on my recovery worksheet. Why would I use that excuse? Why am I, like, in doing it from a place of, like, being curious about it? Like, a lot of you, like, will notice on your recovery worksheets, you will say over and over again, I just keep thinking I want it. And if you're really curious, rather than thinking it has to be something different, just say, like, why did I want it in that moment? What all could have been going on for me? Did I want it because it tasted good? Did I want it because I was tired? I had a long day. I just didn't want to have to, like, eat what was on my plan. I just wanted to eat something that felt good. Knowing all of that gives you a lot of power. It starts letting you kind of see more and more that your thoughts, like, just seeing, like, all the things that are around them, the next time you eat, you'll hear them differently. You'll start reacting and responding to them differently if you start challenging them and questioning them a little bit. Okay, so the model is just a simple way to outline thoughts. So I want to show you this, and then what we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about how do you, like, go from, like, what are the facts to what are the thoughts? Because if there's two lines on the model that I think are the most important for beginners, is to understand the difference between a fact, which is your circumstance, and a thought. All right, so this is how I like to teach the model. These are the circumstances of our lives. So we have other people's opinions. We have your boss and the work that he gave you today that's due tomorrow when you already had things due tomorrow. You have your kid who brings home an F on their report card. You have the husband that you have asked to do dishes, and for the third night in a row, they have sat there and now the flies are collecting. So these are the circumstances. Traffic. Late for work. Late. 10 minutes late for work. Girlfriend calls and says, I'm not coming at the 7:05, and she was supposed to be there at 7 when you were going to have drinks together. Another circumstance can be your past. You could put in your past, back in 1982, I did Weight Watchers, lost 50 pounds, and regained 50. That is also a circumstance. So I want you to think about when you are, I'm the girlfriend that called. When you are thinking about circumstances, they have to be just plain vanilla boring. There's no emotion behind them. There's no energy behind them. If we wrote it down on a piece of paper and slid it to someone, they would know that it was factual. They would not have to guess. They would know, like, oh, your girlfriend's name is Sally. She called you on the phone. You were at O'Charlie's at 7:05. She said she's not coming. Your date was at 7:05 or 7 o'clock. There would be nowhere in there that she was rude, that she was late, that she was a bitch, that she does this all the time. This is her habit. It was expected. All of that is how you think about that. So when you are looking at the model, remember, the circumstances are always outside of us. There are boring things going on outside of us. They don't get exciting until they hit our thought line. Our brain makes a judgment about Sally. She's a bitch. She doesn't care about me. She's so rude. I must have done something to offend her. These are all the different kinds of thoughts that we will have about the circumstance. Then we start feeling some shit. So if you think that the reason why she canceled is because, it's probably because I was rude. I said something that ticked her off. She's so easily lit. Then you feel bad. And then when you feel bad, what do you do? I worry. I replay every conversation we've had to try to see what I did wrong, all the things. So this think, feel, act cycle is going on all around you. This is all in your head. It's swirling, swirling, swirling. And then on the inside of the model is you. You are always the beneficiary of your own thoughts, feelings, and actions. So if you think I must have done something wrong, and then you start feeling bad, and then you start looking for all the ways you could have pissed off Sally, and this is why she canceled your dinner, your own result becomes, I do wrong by me. So your result always proves your thought true. So if you think you did something bad, you will go around and treat yourself poorly. That is how the model works. So we have circumstances out here, which are the facts of the world. They have to be boring, guys. They have to be something. If you went to Judge Judy and you said, here's what happened, she would be in total agreement and be like, absolutely, these are facts. They're indisputable. This is like, that purse cost, you know, $300, rather than that purse is expensive. Then you have on the inside, thoughts, feelings, and actions going on in your own circle that have your own result on the inside. Okay. Now, what do you need to take from this? Not much at all. This just gives you an overview of how it works. But the most important thing that I want everyone doing in the beginning is I want you writing your thought downloads. Give yourself, I don't care if you only write for 30 seconds. I don't care if you write for 1 minute. Or if you are like the world's best journaler and you're like, girl, I got 10 minutes worth in me. Go for it. But if you're hesitant to get started, set a timer for 30 seconds and just say, I'm going to look at the thoughts that I have right now in my head. I'm journaling only because Corinne said so. I'm not really sure what my thoughts are. This is harder than I thought. It sucks. You could do that. Or you might be like, I overate today. I think I did it because I really like it. I wish I didn't do that. I wonder when this is ever going to change. I'm probably never going to lose weight. That's a thought download. It does not have to be any more grandiose than that, guys. That's it. So then what do? You separate. I like to do it just on a piece of paper. I do this myself all the time. I go to a piece of paper. I draw, like you can go to the planner in the back where it says thought download page. Just draw a line down one of the pages and be like, what are the facts? You can underline if you want. You can circle. You can highlight what you wrote in your TDL. But I just want you to look at it and be like, and this is all that happened. Like if you guys start and you don't even do all of this, like you just do none of this and all you did was like, okay, today was a terrible day because my boss and blah, blah, blah. And you like give your whole story to yourself and you pull it out and you're just like, I went to work. It was 8:30. Mike, my boss, came into the room, said, I have to work late. I left the office at 7. Rather than the story of my boss came in, he told me I had to work late, I immediately thought, this is great. Now it screws up all my plans. I'm going to have to cancel everything I wanted to do. He doesn't know my workload. And then I went down to the water cooler and I told Sally, that bitch who canceled on that other girl the other day, all about what happened and blah, blah, blah. And she even agreed with me. She said he's a douchebag. And all day long, I just sat there. You know what? I ended up having to eat me a bag of chips because by 3 o'clock, I was just so frustrated. I wasn't even getting my work done. If he would quit coming in and telling me to do shit, I could get my job done. He's probably going to fire me. That is usually what we will tell someone is what happened that day. Rather than Mike comes in and tells me I have to work late, ate a bag of chips at 3 o'clock, left the office at 7. When you put it in factual terms, you don't even have to change what you're thinking. You literally can just pull facts out. And then if the majority of you will not be in a hurry to feel better about it, if you will just sit with like, and this is all that happened. I know my brain loves telling it one way, but literally I'm not changing anything because all I need to do is get really good at understanding this is what actually happened. And everything else, that's my story around it. The model is really about you owning the story that you create about the circumstances happening outside of you. Because the moment that you do that enough is when you start realizing, oh shit. So if I want to like feel better and I want to reduce the amount of overeats I have because I'm usually running around like a wound up, stressed out, overwhelmed, bitchy clock. If I start working on how I think about other shit, I probably won't be so stressed all the time. And if I'm not stressed all the time, I might actually be able to not eat at 4 o'clock or 8 o'clock every day because I won't be so wore out and I'll be able to tell myself no. I'll be able to sit into discomfort. But guys, when you're creating bullshit stories all day about all the things going on inside your life, you ain't got anything left to say no to overeating at night. This is why I teach you this stuff. This is why we learn the think, feel, act cycle. Is the moment you start being like, ah, what? You'll want to hang on to your stories, and that's when you know it's fixing to work. Because I know you guys heard me talk about it. You'll want to argue for your limitations. You'll want to argue for your past hurts. You'll want to argue, like, I want to keep all this bullshit. Yeah, let me prove to you how broken I am. But you'll keep saying it and been like, shit, is it worth holding on to my limitations and denying myself my opportunities? Do not let your imagination become your biggest limitation. Your think, feel, act cycle is your imagination about what you're observing in the world. That's all that's happening. Now, all right. So here's what I want to do. I want to challenge all of you, number one, to spend at least 30 seconds all the way up to 10 minutes. You pick your poison. 10 minutes is not better. Just gives you a lot of thoughts. That's all it is. But for some of you, you've been around a while. In your journaling, you're like, yeah, I do TDLs. I do them for like 3 minutes. Like, I'm pro. I want you to level up. I want you to write a little bit longer and see what happens. For those of you who are just starting, I want you to be like, you know what? 30 seconds. 30 seconds a day. In the planner, the facing page of the 24-hour plan has a tiny square for a reason. I don't want you spending all day journaling. I don't want you spending all day doing this shit, guys. Weight loss should not take your entire life. They give you a small box for a reason so that your stories around what the fuck's happening during the day are shorter. It shouldn't be long. My TDLs are boring to me now because I know so much of my bullshit thinking. I'll start writing and be like, oh yeah, God, that's a terrible thought. Like I don't even want to keep that one. But throw that one out. And I just start writing the facts. And then I start writing about how I want to think about things. That comes after me teaching it and doing it for years. What you're going to do in the beginning is you're just going to write a little bit. The most important thoughts to find are not ones that you think are way down in the bottom of the cellar. The most important thoughts that are going to get you weight loss are going to be the ones sitting right at the top of the surface that don't seem very important. Because they're not. They're just a sentence. And there's plenty of practice to do on all of those sentences that are obvious right now. The best ones to work on. They're going to be the easiest ones for you to start thinking new things around. They're going to be the easiest ones to find. They will give you the most practice. And they're also going to be the ones that come around a lot. Like if you just want to eat something because it tastes good, guess what? The next month, you're going to get to change that thought to, I'm thinking I just want it, and I'm practicing wanting weight loss more. You're going to probably get to practice changing that thought 3,000 times in 1 month. You need that many reps because for years, you haven't even been changing how you think about things. So you want to find the obvious and the, like, for those of you who are, like, seriously, doing your recovery worksheets, like I just keep writing the same things over and over again. Good. We don't want to dig any deeper. You know what we want to do? We want to get so good at knowing those thoughts so that when you have them, you immediately can think something else and then sit with the new actions of something else. Okay. So somebody said, does everybody keep their TDLs? I don't. I just threw a bunch out today. Like seriously, I purged my office closet. I threw away like 4 things of journals. I've kept some in the past, but I really only keep the ones from when I was younger just to see how far I've come. But like the ones of the last few months, I'm like, out, we're done. Because those thoughts don't really matter anymore. The only thoughts that matter are the ones you're having today. Okay, so I'm going to erase this. This is how you guys actually see it everywhere. So you see C, T, F, A, and R. Now, you know what the beautiful thing about this is? You can do a model on any piece of paper you want ever. I mean, you do not need the binder to do it. You can just grab a piece of paper and do it if you want to. There are two kinds of models. We have what's called, y'all can maybe see this. You have the unintentional. And then you have your intentional model. Super simple. Well, y'all gonna catch light. Let me do it this way. The unintentional model is a model that your brain is on habit mode with. And you've caught it. You've said, I wonder what I'm thinking about, like, before I eat donuts. Those look damn tasty. Okay? So let's pretend it's a donut holiday at the office. So there's free donuts. At 8 a.m. And our thought is, those look tasty. And that's the last thing we remember before we went in to get them. Our feeling is desire. Our action is eat off plan. The result, they're tasty. We tasted. Now, this is an unintentional model. When we see free donuts at 8 a.m. and we're trying to lose weight, the result that we actually want is to lose weight. So if we're tasting donuts, we're not going to get there. So we need to know, oh, when there's free donuts, my brain starts going to describing how good they look, how tasty they are. Everybody else seems to be eating them. We start feeling all kinds of desire for a donut. So if we, weight gain can be the end result, guys, but what I like to do is match the thought. Those look tasty. The result is we taste the donut. Now, that probably means you're going to gain weight, but this is what I want you guys to see. If you're eating donuts, are you going to ever get to your goal? If you're eating off-plan donuts? No. So when you think about, I want to lose 10 pounds in the next 2 months, having tasty donuts as your result along the way isn't going to get there. If you had models that said 30 completed 24-hour plans with no overeats, including on free donut day, you have a model that helps you lose weight. All right? So this is our unintentional model. This is a very simple thought to catch. This shows you that when you see foods that you like, especially when they're free, you are going to need to be very aware. So when you catch a model like this, what you want to do is you want to come up with what's called the intentional model. Unintentional models live in the habit part of our brain. It's that, remember the mullet? Party up front. Business up front, party in the back. The brain back here has a party. All it's doing is taking the easy route. It's like, you like donut. You've ate so many donuts in your life. Your brain it sends up desire every time it sees one because it's like, she's going to want to eat one. We need to like tell her things about donuts that she's practiced over the years so that she can have desire and get what she wants, which is a donut. Now what we're going to do is we are going to use what's called an intentional model. So once you've found one, you want to write what's called the intentional model. When I'm using my conscious part of the brain and it's free donuts, what would I want to be thinking? What is it that I want to practice in a model so that the next time free donuts come, I now have an option? So I want you to think about this. If this is your brain up here, see our brain? Well, this is not a great looking brain, y'all. Let's just, I'll make a big face. This is our brain. So the next time donuts come, if we've written one of these, we have now trained our brain like, hey, there's an option. Do you want to do what we always do? Or do you want to practice a new thought and try to do this model? What it does is it, when you create an intentional model, it gives you an option for the next time. It does not fix you. It does not make it easier next time. It doesn't do anything other than give you the option of which way to go. Because what we're doing over here, if we don't do these, is we just believe, well, donuts, they just, you know, every time I see donuts, I eat them. They have power over me. I don't know what it is about donuts. When they're free, I just can't say no. It's because we've never practiced believing anything about donuts other than they look good, we always eat them, and we're powerless. That's all of our thoughts around them. So now we have to do is open ourselves up to another opportunity. So we're going to have an intentional model. Still have free donuts at 8 a.m. We can have any thought we want. So if you, like if it was me and I know that free donuts at 8 a.m., like, you know what? I have always ate the donuts. I always think I'm going to miss out if I don't have a donut. I always think they look tasty and stuff. My intentional thought would likely be, of course they look tasty, but I didn't plan for them today. Of course they look tasty. And if I want one, I will plan one for in the future. I like to take my intentional model when I'm working on changing something I really believe around food, and I like to agree, like, of course, like sitting there thinking donuts aren't as good as I thought, or, you know, we want our goals more than we want a donut, or that's not on my plan. Sometimes, guys, that will work. You need to try lots of different thoughts. But for me, what I have found to be most successful is to agree. Like nachos, like wine. If I'm sitting at Burger Republic and I've not planned to have wine and I've not planned to have nachos and I'm having club soda and a salad, everybody around me is eating nachos and wine. I'm not going to sit there and be like, you know, well, it's not on my plan tonight. It feels like I'm arguing with it. And that's how you know if this is really going to be an intentional model for you. If it feels as if you're arguing with yourself, if you are trying to defeat old thoughts, if you are trying to fight an urge and stuff, you're doing it wrong. You need to be able to, like, of course there will be some discomfort, but it will, you want to be like, it, but it's only because of what I'm thinking. That's why for me, it's like, donuts look tasty. And that's okay. Or, I think donuts are tasty, and I'm practicing not having them. Like, I like to just be super specific about, like, what's really going on. I don't try to blow smoke up my ass, because when I'm in this state, here's the feeling that I'm going with when it comes to urges and desire. Willingness. Okay? Some of you, what will work is to go from feeling desire to awareness of what's going on in your brain. Rather than thinking food's controlling you, now you know it's, I'm aware that my thoughts are what are controlling me. It is not the donut doing it. The donut does nothing to us. It just sits there very innocently. The action, when it's donuts look tasty and that's okay, I think donuts, my action becomes focus on my goals. Repeat sentences. Don't judge thoughts. Notice how we're not tasting the donut anymore. Notice how we're not just going all in. We're giving ourselves time to let the urge pass. That's what's happening here. And then the result is things are okay. You have, I think donuts are tasty, and practicing not having them. Guess what the result is? I practice new thoughts around the donut. Also, notice how sloppy my models are. They will always be very messy. Okay, this is why models are so important. They show us so much about what we're thinking currently in the unintentional, and they show us what we could be thinking intentionally, on purpose, in a very active way. All right, let me see if there was anything else I wanted to cover with you guys. There are no good or bad thoughts. This is another thing that comes up for you guys a lot. You think you have like good thoughts and bad thoughts. There's no good thoughts and bad thoughts. There's just thoughts. There's no old thoughts. There's no deep thoughts. There's no deep wounds. There's none of that. That's all. I want you to think about it. Good, bad, deep, old, doesn't matter. It's a current sentence in your head. You either want to keep it or you don't. It's either serving you or it's not. That's it. The more, guys, when we do the replay, you'll be able to get that. Don't worry. The replay will be out. Today's Monday. It'll be out tomorrow, so you can get it then. So what you want to do is you want to make sure that you're not describing thoughts with judgment. That becomes unintentional. So I want you to think about it. We're going to have as our circumstance thoughts in our head. If your thought about your thinking is, this is bad, you're going to feel scared, likely. A lot of you will feel scared, overwhelmed. Like for a lot of you, will be like, there's too many. You'll feel overwhelmed. I want you to notice how, like, you have to clean up also how you think about your thinking. So if you think this is bad, like I have bad thoughts, I have, what y'all always will say, like, I just have so many terrible ones. I must be really broken. Like if your thoughts about your thoughts are, I must be really broken, this is bad, you're going to feel, let's just say if this is bad, you feel broken. And when you feel broken, guess what you are not doing? You will not journal. So you will avoid your thoughts. You will quit listening to shit on PNP. And then your result is you end up reinforcing that there are bad thoughts. Okay? So here's one of the things. When it comes to an intentional model about the thoughts in your head, I want all of you to have one model. They're just sentences. That's it. Until you decide to believe them, until you decide to take it in the ass with them or whatever, they're just sentences. All we're doing is we're going to get really good at noticing things we think and not judging it. That is everything. If you literally don't take anything from this lesson other than I have sentences in my brain, I'm going to write them down so that now I can be aware of them. And there's no, Corinne told me there's no good or bad ones. There's just some sentences that's been such a habit for so long, I now need to change them. It would be like being a smoker. You can sit around and judge yourself and do all that kind of stuff, or you can quit smoking. One or the other. And then when you quit smoking, guess what? You're going to think about your thoughts a lot. They're going to keep coming back. You're going to want to smoke, but you're not going to smoke. So, like, I don't care how many times you think donuts are good, and I don't care how many times you think your thoughts are bad and stuff. You're going to remind yourself, but they're just sentences. They're just sentences. They're just things that my brain's thinking. The more you do that, guys, everything else in PNP, including losing weight, including saying no to urges and stuff, all becomes exponentially easier. You give yourself an upper hand against anyone out there trying to lose weight. All right, this is really good for people who have anxiety. This is great for people that have anxiety. Because what happens is you understand that anxiety is just a feeling. It may feel terrible in your body, but if you're not judging having anxiety, you take it down a huge notch. Okay, I don't want to get off on a tangent there. All right. Let's see. There was something else I wanted to teach you guys. Then we're going to answer questions. So one of the things that I put on here was I like to think about thought downloads is like purging your closet. So I want you to think, if you have a, most of us are sitting around with a closet like that is packed to the gills with all kinds of clothes from every size we've ever had, going from our dream size to the biggest. It's got shoe boxes, some plastic bags, a receipt in the back corner, something you don't even know. Like, our closets are a hot ass wreck. That's usually what our mind is. It is packed with the thoughts that don't fit anymore, that are old and outdated, that it's packed with our future thoughts that we want to be thinking. Our future self is in there. All the things are in there. And what a thought download is like, think about purging a closet. You're going to go in and you're going to start taking some shit out. And you're going to put it all over the bedroom. And you're going to take a look at it. The first thing that most people do is get overwhelmed. Right? Oh my God, I have all this shit. I can't believe, blah, blah, blah. That's that judgment about our thoughts. We are going to skip that part. Right? We're going to watch when we start doing that and be like, oh, nope, nope. There's no room for judgment. This is called wasting time. If I've already pulled it all out, there's no sense in shoving it all back in and just running out of the room as if it never happened before. So we're going to pull it all out. We're going to notice when we're just like, what the fuck? What have we been doing all these years? And then we're going to stop that. And then we're just going to pull one piece at a time. Be like, do I want to keep this? And all you have to do is ask yourself simple questions. Is this thought helping me? If the answer is no, then we're just going to have a new thought and we're going to practice it every time it comes back. It's all we're going to do. You can also ask, do I really want this thought? Sometimes you are going to be so, like, I always love when I talk about, like, when, let's say that something goes wrong in the business and it's a tech issue. Well, who do you think is responsible for tech issues? Oh, husband in there. Well, sometimes I get pissed, like real pissed. I think it should have been done and blah, blah, blah. I don't want to just be like, well, it'll all work out. He's an amazing husband and blah, blah, blah. I'm not ready for that shit. But what I am ready is to know I'm blaming him right now. This is my choice. I know it's my thinking. And I want to go on a walk and I want to be pissed. And I want to like call up my friend and I'm like, let me just tell you everything I'm thinking right now. And I get to be angry. And then I get to let my anger run its course in a way I'm choosing because I know it's what I'm thinking rather than, You know, he's just a very disappointing guy. I'm just going to tell you right now. He's just disappointing. Like, rather than, like, it is his fault. And here's all the reasons why it's his fault. I don't do that. I allow myself to be like, I'm mad because I keep thinking these things. And I just do it until I'm like, okay, I'm done being mad. Like, I want to do something else. Like, how are we going to solve this? Guys, most of us, we just believe that he's a loser and then we have to go eat over it because I'm going to have to be mad and I'm not going to be able to feel better unless he changes his ways. That's how we end up getting hosed. So you look at each thought that you've pulled out of the closet and you ask yourself, is it helpful? Do I want to keep it? And if I do, what am I going to do by keeping it? You decide what action you're going to have. Like if you're going to be angry, then decide what anger is. Anger is I'm going to call my girlfriend and I'm going to talk about it and whatever. Here's what I'm not going to do when I'm angry. I'm not going to eat over it because I know it's just my thinking. I don't need to escape something. This is the difference. When you start understanding it's your thoughts causing your feelings and you're choosing to keep that thought and feeling for now, you don't have to eat over it anymore. Because you don't need the feeling to go away because it's not happening to you anymore. You are choosing it. Just like you would choose food, now you're choosing to experience a feeling. It's very different. So you just take them one at a time. That's it. The way I suggest you guys do it, there's a video coming out on this in a couple weeks, but I'm going to give you a sneak peek. Make a list of the things you currently think right now about your weight loss. This is where I would start with all of you. What are your I can'ts around weight loss? Your I can'ts around your future self? Your I can'ts around food prep, eating to a two, going out to eat, weekends, weigh-ins? Think about the different circumstances of weight loss. So we have things like hunger scale, 24-hour plan, journaling, listening to Zoom calls, whatever it is, and make a list of I can'ts. And then you pick one thought you want to work on. And for either an entire week, like just make a list of like 10 to 15 thoughts. And you can either take a week or until you feel very comfortable that you've started changing the narrative, you only work on changing that one thought. Every time you think it, you think your new thought. Every single time. Every time you think the old one, you do not judge it. You don't do anything. You're just like, oh, that's what I'm thinking. And now I want to think this. And you just keep redirecting for a solid, like a few days or a week. If you did that in 10 weeks, if you took 10 thoughts, you will have significantly changed your relationship with weight loss. Because you would have changed 10 fundamental things that you're believing. And through the course of that, I promise you, if you go from I can't lose weight to I just keep thinking that, but I'm going to keep going, your action line gets better and better and better and better. Because our thoughts create our feelings, which create the actions. Doing your 24-hour plan. Listening for hunger cues, stopping when you're satisfied. All of that is the things that you do. And they're all driven by how you think and you feel. Okay. Let's go to questions. Can I put a factual feeling like desire, pain, craving, tired, or similar in the C line? No, feelings are feelings. They are not thoughts. So I do not recommend you guys doing that. But let me explain this. If you ever put like anxiety, or if you want to put desire up here, because it's not factual, what we're actually doing is we're saying, all right, what do I think about anxiety? I can't handle it. What do I think about desire? I can't handle it. You can use the model to see what your relationship with a feeling is, but a feeling is not a fact. The most Like, so when you put, this is how I want to explain it. When you put something in the C line, whatever you put in your fact line, you're looking to see how you are currently thinking about it. If you put, like, let's use, for example, overeat. All right. Say I overate. When we put an overeat in the action line, we're looking to see what thought led to the feeling that led to me eating. Now, let's say it's tomorrow and you overate tonight. Let's say somebody's sitting here eating Oreos right now listening to me. So on the circumstance line, tomorrow it would be Oreos during Zoom call. Now when you're doing the model, you're looking to see what you think about you eating Oreos during the Zoom call. You're not looking to see what drove the Oreos. Now we're like, because most of you will be like, I'm a loser for eating during the Zoom call. I don't think you are, but we've had this happen before, this exact model. Someone gave it to me. And then you feel shame. And then when you feel shame, you don't do a recovery worksheet. You avoid your accountability partner. You hide. You get pissed at the people on Friday who lose weight. And then the result is you end up losing. You lose yourself. You lose your data. You lose your partners. You lose your perspective. You just start losing. And the only thing you're not losing is weight at that point. So when you put things on the circumstance line, guys, I want you to think about it. It's like, how do I think about this? And when I think that, how do I feel? And when I feel that, how do I act? And when I act this way, what happens? That's it. Don't try to get super accurate and all the things. Just think about it logically. Like, well, what do I think about me eating those Oreos? And if you're like, I don't know what I'm thinking. I just know I feel bad. Then you can just put bad on the feeling line. So, okay. So if you're feeling bad, it's because you're thinking what? Or, well, you're feeling bad. So what does that make you want to do? You can go either way. You just ask yourself questions. If you don't know what to ask yourself, get it narrowed down to Oreos during the Zoom call. I feel bad. Take it to ask coaches and they'll help you figure it out. Did you say the action is always eating in general? No, there's all kinds of actions. You have to just kind of see what your actions are. So like if, like a lot of times my action is not eating. My action might be to gossip or like, you know, talk behind Chris's back to my friend Jane, like tell everybody my issues other than the one person who needs to hear it, you know, that kind of thing. For the newbies, should we be doing TDLs and circumstance, thought, feeling, act, cycle about food or about anything? You can do it about anything, guys. I highly recommend you do it about anything. If weight loss is your primary thing, do some stuff around your weight loss. You can do about anything. And guys, there's no like great questions or anything like that. There's journal prompts inside your planner. I would just recommend answering some of them. Just when you don't know what to write, pick a question. Your thought downloads and your models also can be good. You don't always have to be a shit show, you know. Sometimes I just have good models. Like I just wake up, I'm in a pretty good mood. I feel motivated to get my work done. I like to just do my intentional model. And I like to write about, you know, like I'm going to do this today and I'm going to do it because I feel like I've got a lot of energy today and stuff. I do that to remind myself that there are really good days. and to reinforce the good things that I'm thinking. If anything, is that, let's see, how do we make the connection between the thought download and eating, or ask differently, how do you use the journaling to impact our weight loss positively? Your weight loss will be impacted simply by you finding out right now the thoughts you have about your weight loss. What are your beliefs about weight loss? I believe I can. I believe I can't are really good. Like, just, I like to, a lot of my thought downloads, guys, are things where I just write like, I believe statements. I believe I can. I believe I can't. And I don't write in a paragraph all the time. Sometimes I just make lists of things because, like, I'm like, what are the sentences that I'm thinking? And I just make a lot of sentence lists. That way I can see, like, oh, these are the sentences. Sometimes when we write the narrative, guess what we do? We believe the story we just wrote. But look at this shit. This is all facts. We get caught up in the feeling of it. That's why a lot of times I just write, I have you guys make lists of things. Also, if in your workbook, guys, if you will notice on page 63 of the No BS workbook, you have some practice thought downloads and facts. So when I see my current weight and body, I think, make a list of, I think these things. And then what are facts, if there are any? My past diets mean what about my ability to lose this weight and keep it off? The reasons I will lose weight and keep it off are. So you can write in here and you can practice. I have spaces for you to pull out your facts. Let's see. How often are we supposed to be doing this thought download model stuff? Daily, weekly, when we have an issue of some kind? I do one every day, Marianne. That's just how I do it. You do not, if that's going to be too overwhelming for some of you, I would just start with, like, when you make your 24-hour plan on the right-hand side, there is like the easy version to do it. Every prompt is like, write the fact. When you see that, what are your, how it's worded, but it's like, and when you think that thought, how do you feel? It's all laid out for you. So the questions and the prompts are right there. That is the fastest way to get to where you're doing models comfortably and you know what to be looking for. I've already covered that. Normally I try to eat so fast or quickly, so don't give time to my thought process to begin. Seems like I'm running away from me at the moment, or deal with it later. Anonymous, your thought is, I'm running away from me at the moment. You already have your thought. That is your thought about overeating. That is your thought about eating in general. I eat so fast. I'm running away from me in the moment. Like, your circumstance, is dinner. Whatever was on your plate, and your thought is, I eat so fast. Like, think about how that makes you feel. So, I eat so fast. It probably feels like a problem, right? So if you think about the feeling, it would be like, this feels wrong. And when it feels wrong, the action is what? Keep eating fast. Well, let's do it this way. Here's your real action. Judge self. Think about problem. And then guess what the result is? Keep eating fast. This thought doesn't produce anything for you guys. This is such a good example because you guys are always trying to find something fucking complicated when it comes to solving your problems. Guys, the problem is that she just keeps saying, I eat so fast. I guarantee you, she thinks that's a fact. All of you who eat fast are like, what's a fact? I eat so fast. Like, what if you were never allowed to think that ever again when you're eating? What if you were never allowed to use that as a judgment against the way you eat? So now we're going to have an intentional model. So if we're not going to think we eat so fast, what could we be thinking that gets us a better result? Oh, it's dinner. rather than just believing we're a fast eater, we could be saying time to practice eating slowly or time to practice eating and thinking. The feeling is probably restless, uncomfortable. The action, slow down, redirect when I hurry. Put fork down. Notice thoughts, because that fork's down. Guess what the result is? I practice eating differently. If you eat fast, the only way to become a slower eater and to start noticing thoughts is to think about it differently. It also means you have to feel differently. When you're going to change your habits, everyone please repeat after me. It's going to feel a little restless. It's going to feel a little uncomfortable. Putting your fork down when you never put your fork down, it's like going to be hard. You don't even have to watch your two or do anything. You're just, at this point, what we're really trying to do is practice eating differently to see what happens, to start noticing what we're thinking. That's it. But what most of you do is you're like, you're trying to solve weight loss. Guys, there's a thousand things to solve that will add up to weight loss. You will have thousands of models you'll work through on your way to weight loss. One of them is going to be this one. Until you habitually put your fork down enough to where it's not super uncomfortable, and then you start noticing more of your thinking, and you start thinking, I think this might be my two. Oh my gosh, who knew? I was eating fast in the past. Now that I'm eating slower, I actually can find it. But when we state we eat fast as if that should be a circumstance, nothing changes. We just remain who we are. A fast eater thinking that they're never going to solve anything. This is just one more brick in my load. All right. Let's see. I tell you what I'm going to do rather than coaching tonight. I'm just going to finish up these questions, and then the rest of the, I'm going to leave my bulletin board in here or my whiteboard in here. And when I coach for the next few weeks, I'm going to do models for you guys so that y'all will get a lot of practice. My question is, when processing thoughts that involve a third party who may be affected by my intentional model actions, should I think about him or her? It's up to you. You have to run the model to see if that's going to help. Just remember, they're not going to be in your result line. Like, them feeling hurt can't be in your result line. Your thought is they can be affected. That's not helping you. But just remember, whatever the result is always your result. Remember, you're the one in the middle of the think, feel, act cycle. So if let's say that you decide that you're no longer doing the dishes in your family, you've just been like, you know what? I've been doing dishes for years. I'm tired of doing dishes. I'm not going to do dishes anymore. I'm going to let my family do it. And after 4 days, they don't do dishes. The result isn't they didn't do dishes. The result is I took my stand with the dishes. You'll have thoughts about all that, but just remember, you can't, just because you do shit doesn't mean that you're going to affect anyone's behavior one way or the other. Whatever they end up doing or not doing, that becomes your next model. All right, that's a little meta for you guys right now, but I just wanted to get that one out there. What advice can you give for separating a thought versus a feeling? Okay, so this is super easy, Katie. A thought is a sentence, a feeling is one word. So I'm going to recommend all of you use something called wordhippo.com, wordhippo.com. When you are trying to figure out what you're feeling, if you will type in, and remember, an emotion is just one word. A feeling and emotion is just something that your brain has a sentence and it creates feelings in your body. Feelings and emotions are just chemical responses. So like when you feel something, your brain sends out cortisol, adrenaline, like all the things, like what dopamine, serotonin, there's all kinds of hormonal chemicals that your brain is going to send into your bloodstream. And depending on which chemicals that it sends, it will reverb in your body in different ways. So like if you're feeling, think about when you've been embarrassed before. You know how you kind of get that like that flutter in your stomach and your face flushes? That's because you've had a sentence run through your brain about something you just did. Your brain sends chemicals to your bloodstream and then the feeling reverbs through your body. That's all that happens. And then once the chemicals burn off, the feeling is out. So if you get really good at being able to have a sentence, notice when you're having a sentence, just feel the feeling that you're having and just being like, and it's because I keep thinking this, it's because I just thought this. Then you start getting really good at like, okay, do I want to keep this feeling? Do I just want to sit here before I even change? What do I want to do? Most of you just don't want to tolerate feelings. But if you'll go to wordhippo.com, it will help you figure out, like sometimes like you'll be like, I'm not really angry, but angry comes to mind. You can type it in and it will give you all kinds of words for angry that will help you nail, oh, this is really what I'm feeling. Some days I go along smoothly is a model something I need. I do every day or as needed. I do models on my good days. I love doing good models. I just think it's like a gift I give myself to see like, Corinne, here's your badass thoughts. This is what's really causing you to feel and think, or think, feel, and do amazing things in your life. I love seeing and reinforcing the results I'm creating for myself. I just think it's like self-care. Is it ever okay to just be annoyed or frustrated for a little bit? Yeah, I'm annoyed and frustrated probably 20% of every single day. I just know that I'm annoyed and frustrated because I'm thinking some shit. That's why I don't care. It's like, yeah, I'm like when today I went to get my nails done and I got there 5 minutes early on a Monday morning thinking this is going to be great. I had to get them done for camp. So I had to take my nails off in order to get my boobs done. So I've had raw ass nails for 2 weeks. They've been snagging on everything. So I go, I swear to God, six people were already in there 3 minutes till on the list and two techs. And this was the only time before camp that I could get my nails done. You better believe I was frustrated. And I was frustrated and annoyed because I kept thinking the only reason why you're frustrated and annoyed is because you're not going to get your nails done as fast as you want it. That was it. It wasn't because it was wrong or terrible or whatever. I just kept reminding myself. And I sat there annoyed for a minute. And then I was just like, you know what? There's nothing I can do about it. I can sit here annoyed and frustrated, or I can wait my happy ass turn. Guess what I did? I waited my happy ass turn. But yeah, like in this case, somebody was like annoyed and frustrated. She said, I just called my mom and vented. I think that's great. Just be like, I know I'm annoyed and frustrated because I keep thinking I deserve this job. I keep thinking I was the best candidate. I keep thinking all these things. And then, yeah, call and bitch to your mom and be like, and I'm done. How long does stage two last? I'm very glad I joined. Thought it was very motivational. As long as you hold on to thoughts that keep you in stage two. So you just need to identify, like, why are things hard right now? Let me just tell you guys about stage two. This is really not this week's topic, but for those of you who are who've done module three, and I talk about stage two. The only reason why stage two feels bad is because you want to get out of it. Rather than just being like, of course it feels hard right now. I'm changing my habits. I'm expecting myself to do new things. It's always fun in the beginning because it's new. Like, I'm learning new things. This is so exciting. Look at all the new stuff, blah, 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 blah. Then it's not new and exciting anymore. That part wears off. And then it becomes kind of mundane and humdrum while you are also like, you know, like, God, I really do have to like not eat when I'm emotionally hungry. Are you kidding me? It was all fun and games the first couple of weeks to not eat at 8 o'clock. But now, like, you know, my life's real, girl. I got problems. Fun and excitement is no longer covering up this stuff. That's why this comes next. So if you're in stage two, ask yourself, what am I thinking that's causing me to be in stage two? What am I thinking that's making this hard? Whatever you're feeling, it'll last as long as you sit there and want to get out. You have to do things in order to get out, which means you have to look and ask yourself, like, okay, am I willing to wait it out? Am I willing to just keep going when I don't want to? Eventually it starts paying off and you start getting excited about your results and you don't need the newness excitement anymore. You're going to be excited because things start working because you keep working. Things don't start working unless you keep working, guys. You joining PNP doesn't lose you weight. You join PNP and you start doing the things I tell you, even when you don't want to, then you start losing weight and then you start wanting to do them because you're seeing the result. But you got to work for your results first. Guys, I'm only going to answer model questions. You guys are putting in a lot of different things. Let's see. What's a better thought for I can't start eating at negative two? Something like I'm going to learn how to start eating at negative two. That's perfect, Christina. I can learn. Rather than saying I can't start eating at negative two, you could be like, I'm open to the idea. I can learn how. What if you don't have a thought before or after you ate the donut? You have to. So here's how the human body works. Your hand will not reach for something unless your brain tells it to. You had to at least have said, ask, remove yourself from the chair, walk into the break room, hand, place on donut, shove in mouth. That has to happen. Seriously, guys. It is not helpful to think I don't have thoughts before I eat. You need to be saying, I'm opening, I'm going to start listening for the thoughts. That is a model. Of course you have thoughts. You're just not hearing them. But if you keep insisting you don't have them, you'll never hear them. You have to be like, I always have thoughts before I eat. Just start telling yourself that there's always thoughts before I eat. You start doing that, I guarantee you, the next time you go to eat, if you keep insisting you always have thoughts, your brain has to go to work on it. And it will be like, oh, hey, do you know you're thinking that looks really good? You're like, oh, fuck. I've never heard that before. There you go. Sometimes when I try a positive thought, it's too positive and doesn't feel real. Guys, the new thought is not going to feel real in the moment. You know why? Because you still have this one. It's not supposed to feel real in the moment. It's supposed to be practiced in the moment. It will feel like this is what you do when you create an unintentional versus an intentional model. Your unintentional model is going to feel real because you've been thinking it for a long time. That's all. That's the only reason why it feels real. It's just been around for a while. It's easy to access. It's just right there. The new one is going to sound great when you're like, oh my God, this thought causes me to gain weight. We need to get rid of that one for sure. Oh my, here's my positive thought. This is going to work. I can totally get behind this. Hallelujah, Corinne. Then you're going to have old crappy come back in, right? And you're going to be like, no, I really can't lose weight. Like, let's say your thought is, I can't lose weight. And you're like, my thought is, I can do anything I set my mind to. I'm a triber. Sounds great. Sounds so amazing. And then the minute that an ice cream sundae comes walking in, you're like, oh, that looks so good. See, I just can't lose weight. And you're like, no, I'm a triber. And you're like, that's bullshit. It's too hard. Doesn't matter that I'm a PMP girl. I've never been able to say no to an ice cream sundae. I don't even think I have thoughts. It's not going to feel real. That doesn't mean, just because it doesn't feel real, doesn't mean you give up on it. It means you insert it and you insert it and you insert it. You can say things like, you can do like a baby like thought of like, if it's I can't lose weight, I might be able to lose weight one day. And then your end thought is like, I'm for sure going to lose all this weight. So then when you have your old thought of I can't lose weight, just say like, you know what? I'm for sure, I know I want to believe that I can for sure lose weight. So right now I'm just going to open my mind up to even in the face of an overeat, maybe I can lose weight. You can do it however you want. The goal though, guys, I don't want you guys thinking that your intentional model is your now, it's your new thought that's going to be easy to use, quick to access, fix everything. That's not the purpose of it. The purpose of the intentional model is to show you the perspective shift, what you could be thinking, that what you're currently thinking is not true. It is a version of truth that you've been telling yourself, and there's another version of truth available, and we're going to work towards it. Insecure is a feeling. Losing weight is hard, and then you start feeling all that weight is a feeling or thoughts. I don't really understand that question. Losing weight is hard is a thought. You might feel defeated by that thought. Is it possible to buffer with too many TDLs and models? Maybe, but look, guys, I wouldn't even worry about it. How about you get to the point to where you think you're buffering and then ask us and tell us how many you've done and how this is not helping, and then we will help you with that. Like, advanced people in the model sometimes get to the point to where it's like they don't go after their goals, and all they're doing is modeling and looking for problems and stuff. But I mean, seriously, you've got to be at it for a long time to get to that point. Do I have to do an intentional model every day? Nobody has to do anything, guys, but I'm just going to tell you, you will likely lose your weight faster the more models you do, period. You don't have to do them, though. You can start like with just getting good at writing for 30 seconds a day to see what thoughts you have. You can start with just being like, you know what? I just want to find one thought. I don't even want to do models. All I want to do is like, here's my list of things I believe I can't do. And for this week, I'm going to work on unwinding this one thought. If you never did a model, you could do it that way. You could do that for a while until you start getting some traction. Then you can come back and revisit this video in module 4 and be like, oh, I'm going to go back and try to do all that stuff again. Here's a model. I'm 47. The thought, too old. The feeling is disappointed. The action is overeat, and the result, don't lose weight. Yeah, that's a really good one. Not working, I would imagine. Here's what I would start with. I'm 47 rather than thinking I'm too old. Your thought could be, people older than me have lost weight. So we know it's not true. That's all, like, just allowing yourself to like think like, oh shit, there's like 60-year-old something women in here that have lost 50, 60 pounds. So being too old is not true. It's just something I think. Allowing yourself to believe that. Is it normal for the intentional model to be more difficult? Everything is normal. Some of you, it's going to be really hard to find a new thought. That's why I want you guys to start with something really simple. Like, I'm open to the idea I could be wrong about this. Like, if you think you're too old, I'm open to the idea I'm wrong. I might be wrong. People older than me are losing weight in the tribe. Why not me? I mean, and some days I don't have an unintentional. And that's a lot of days I don't have unintentional models either. I have, you know, really good days. I'm not going to go looking for bullshit. I'm just going to be like, you know what? I'm doubling down on a good day. Let's go. All right, guys. I'm going to call it there. This was a great, great session. We will, I will make sure that the only day that I will not be able to use the whiteboard is, I'll be on Q&A. It won't matter anyway, is going to be on Thursday because I'm actually going to be at camp. If you're coming to camp, guys, one of the things that we do at all the events, we run hundreds of models. Like I model. People leave really understanding the power of the model because they see so many of them. So if you're coming to any event, whether it's 6 days with me, if it's the camps next year and stuff, you will see a lot of models. And I'm going to make sure, I tell you what, I'm just going to leave my whiteboard in here. The next few weeks, I will make sure that as we're coaching, we are running models like crazy. All right. The only other thing I wanted to tell you guys is the call schedule for the week. Just so everybody knows. Let's see. Today is the 30th. We have Zoom coaches office hours tomorrow night with Kathy. I'll make sure she's got her whiteboard and she's doing models. I think the coaches are now doing models on the coaching calls with you guys, but I'll make sure that she's doing that. It'll be from 6 to 8 p.m. That's going to be where you can just come, raise your hand, and get coached. On Wednesday, my public Facebook Live is at 8:30 a.m. So if you go to Facebook and you go to facebook.com/PNPGirl, it's the one I do most weeks where I do it for the public. Then at 12, there's coaching with me, and I will be doing models for everyone who is getting coached that day. 4 o'clock will be the Queen's Club All Time Central. So if you're a Queen's Club member, we will be doing coaching. I will not have the whiteboard. I will be at the hotel by then. Thursday will be Facebook Live Q&A with me at 9 a.m. inside our private Facebook group. And this is only for y'all. If you want to bring some models to that call, I'll be happy to check them for you and all that kind of good stuff. On Saturday, Coach Betsy will be doing, she will be coaching. She will not have a whiteboard though. We will be at the hotel. So there will be no, we don't have extra whiteboards just, you know, that we put in our back pocket. That'll be from noon until 2 Central. And then Kathy will be doing coaching on Sunday at noon, again from the hotel. I will be teaching at camp. So that's it. We will make sure, though, that the next few weeks that we model the fuck out of all y'all and all the questions that you have. Guys, if you want to go to the Facebook group or go to Ask Coaches with your models and put them in there, we will work with you on these. There's no better way to learn than to just do them and then let us help you move some stuff around. But even if you, like, guys, I'm telling you, whenever you do models, you just learn so much about yourself. You start learning the art of thinking about what you're thinking rather than believing and reacting to everything that you think. All right. Bye, y'all.